I forget to start that clip with a lowered volume every fucking week, Adam. Every fucking week. Oh, shit, Adam. I hate to bring this to your attention, but the second Great Depression is just weeks away. Oh. The government fears panic in the streets as banks lock their doors and thousands fight for food. Plus, how can your family survive the coming financial collapse? Second Great Depression. This was from the September 8th, 1998 edition of the Weekly World News.
I recently saw a recipe for water pie. Apparently, that's a Great Depression dish, so I'm prepared. I know how to make water pie.
Big Fatty like grew up eating water pie. That was like his. I kind of loved it when my mammy made water pie.
Yeah.
I don't know why he called her Mammy.
Mammy.
That's just what that Big Fatty character in my head did.
I think that's so. That makes me think of that dancing frog.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Mammy. It makes me think of that dancing frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4808. LBFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 14th of July, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all will continue telling you about the weekend and more Big Brother, Big Betty. Hello, bananas, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your two, I say Tuesday, is going well. Y'all, you're bananas today. Big Betty, is it because you've gone bananas? No, I'm always bananas. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, that Mac and Flo Rida, former number two fan of the BFO, who has been to the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Y'all, he found a video of a commercial starring that Charles Nelson Reilly. The mentor of the old gal. Y'all, he was starring in a commercial dressed as a banana, and he was he was teaching a school and singing to them about some sort of magic markers or something. But it was just bananas, y'all. I'm gonna put a link to that over there at the WWW today. So y'all go over there and yes, Big Betty, go over there and go bananas.
Shenanigans. Have some fun and play shenanigans.
Y'all, speaking of bananas, y'all at Faux Right, at Fatty's, y'all that afternoon, back on Faux Right, the 10th, y'all the Nip had an eye doctor appointment, and his vision has been getting worse and worse. And so, y'all, he went in, and he said to the eye doctor, "Now, if you're going to take my eyes out, can you put owl eyes in?" What the hell's wrong with him? Hoo hoo! They just thought he was crazy. He was bananas. He had his eye exam, and they said that his vision was getting worse because he spends all of his time on his monitoring device. There may be a need for cataract surgery, and Monday he was having a consultation regarding that surgery, and then y'all. But after his eye exam, y'all, it was just too much. It was just too much, and so y'all, he had to go pick up a prescription at the Walmart. And so he just needed something to calm his nerves. So he went over to the Sam's Club and got him some of those pastries they have there. Y'all, they're pretty good. But he just needed a sweet treat to calm himself down. And y'all, he went back out to the car, and he couldn't get the car to unlock. And so he was trying to figure out how to get the little key. That's inside your fob. He was trying to figure out how to get that out, and he couldn't figure that out. And so, y'all, he decided he was just going to call that gecko. He was going to call that gecko and ask them to send out the roadside assistance folks to help him get in his car. And about that time, he's standing there by the driver's side door. About that time, this lady walked up and said, "Excuse me." And he goes, "Oh, is this, I'm sorry, do you need to get by?" She goes, "No, this is my car." And the nip goes, "Oh." And y'all, that's, and y'all come to find out, he wasn't even on the correct side of the parking lot as to where his car was. Big fatty, it just, you can't make this shit up. Bananas. Now, y'all, I talked to you yesterday about the beginning of the weekend. So I spoke about the Big Brother premiere. And y'all, on Friday, y'all, we had Friday at Fatty's, and y'all, we had buffalo chicken dip from the Von's Ish. Y'all, it is absolutely delicious, and radish cowens, and we had the stuffed peppers, and fried cabbage, and cone, buttered cone, and then for dessert, we had the sugar-free chocolate pudding with whipped topping. And y'all, it was Granny and Durwood and the Nip and myself. And y'all, it was a lovely evening. Now, y'all, before they came over, y'all, earlier in the afternoon, I spoke about this on the LFC. But y'all, it got so dark here in the afternoon on Friday. Y'all, I thought it was midnight. And y'all, then the wind was blowing, and y'all, then the rain came down, down, down. And y'all, the wind started whipping around, and y'all, the rain was blowing sideways and just heavy as it could possibly be. And y'all, this was not a passing popcorn shower. Y'all, it rained and it rained and it rained. Y'all, I want to say it was at least 2 hours, just as hard as it could be. And I went out and checked the rain gauge on Saturday, and y'all, 3.5 inches. And y'all, then on Saturday, it was a quiet day here. Y'all, I had, when I saw that clip about Charles Nelson Reilly, y'all, I sent it to the old gal out there in Walnut Hills. I said, I saw this and immediately thought of you. And I said, I had not remembered seeing that. And the old gal said that she had remembered seeing it, and that Charles Nelson Reilly would do any kind of gig like that to have cash money, so that he could pursue his love of directing opera. Oh yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I didn't know Charles Nelson Reilly was a opera director. Big Fatty, that's what you get. Y'all, the power went out here at the villa on Saturday afternoon, only out about 20 minutes. And y'all, then I had forgotten, and Granny reminded me, for right night that the Big Brother Unlocked was going to be on. But y'all, I had recoded it, and so I watched that on Saturday. Y'all, it was very corny. Okay, it was just corny, and I hope that they'll be a little more interesting as the season goes along. Well, they didn't have a whole lot to go on, but it was corny. And y'all, they brought that Rachel back to be on the show, and y'all, you know, it just anytime she's on the TV machine, it just puts a bad taste in my mouth. Yes, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon too. It's true. Then y'all watched the sports ball over the weekend. Atlanta Braves lost two games there in the St. Louis, but they won the last one. So, y'all, they are now in what they call the All-Star break. And so there are no sports ball games except the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game for the next 4 days. And the first next game for the Atlanta Braves is on Friday. So, y'all, it is kind of, they call it the mid-season, although we're well past the mid-season. But anyway, y'all, Sunday was a quiet day. Y'all, I had taken out a rack of baby back ribs and cooked them in the oven. And y'all, I had a box of dill pickle flavored pasta salad. And so I made that and had some ribs. Y'all, the ribs were good, but y'all, they weren't fall off the bone. The ones I only ate about three or four of them, and I put the others back in the Frigidaire, and then on Monday I have taken them out and I put them back in the oven to bake another hour or so just to see if they'll soften up a bit. And, yes, Big Fatty, the old people, they need to have their food softened. It's true. And, y'all, but it was a sort of quiet evening. Watched the news, and, you know, then the Sixth was on. I did not watch that. but, y'all, then at 8 p.m. in the evening, it was Big Brother! Y'all, they had, y'all, there's going to be some spoilers if you hadn't seen it. Y'all, they had the head of household competition between Angela and Devins and Dee. She was the replacement for that Rachel that fell into the volcano. It reminds me, I've still got to tell about that volcano mug story. But anyway, and y'all, they had to build a flame puzzle. The one of those three that won was the head of household, and the team that had the fewest pieces correctly in the puzzle that whole team would be the have-nots. And y'all, the have-not room, y'all, it's like a dungeon. It's like a dungeon, y'all. There's a big wooden wheel in the middle of the room, and y'all, they all have to sleep on the wheel, and they have these kind of burlap bags to use as pillows. Now, they did give them a small blanket to cover up with, but y'all, there's no mattress or anything. And y'all, once the lights go off in the room, the wheel starts to spin very slowly, but it spins all night long and creaks, and y'all, they got slop to eat, and you know, it's just lovely. But y'all, Dee made her three nominations for the block. And y'all, here's the spoiler. Now, I hadn't told you who they are, but y'all, one of them One of them wins the power of veto. Big Fatty, you've ruined it for Cricket Hat. I guess I have. But I didn't say which one. So anyway, y'all, Wednesday night, hour and a half show. So put that in your VCR. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, as soon as the Big Brother was over Sunday night, y'all, I was tired. I crawled right into the chamber. Y'all slept about 9 hours. Miss Gail King, the first half hour of Miss Gail King was all but over. They had already gone to check the local weather. Got up, had my breakfast. I had some sourdough toast and my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I started my nipple walking, and I hear this racket outside. So I look out, y'all, it's a truck, a company that's doing power washing and roof washing. And y'all, they're doing my neighbors next door. They were power washing their house. And so I spoke to the guy. I said, well, when you get through, would you mind stopping by and maybe giving me an estimate on doing the villa? And y'all, he did. Y'all, he's gonna power wash the entire villa and the carport, and then he's going to power wash the it's a soft wash is what he calls it, the roof. And y'all, this is something that Big Fatty has been wanting done for quite a while. And so he's gonna come out next to, I say, Tuesday, and power wash my roof, Big Fatty. And then, y'all, I did some nipple walking and had some more of that pasta solid for my lunch. I hadn't taken the ribs out of the oven yet, so I'm getting ready to do that. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Well, y'all, I don't have enough time to do a follow-up question. So, y'all, I'm just going to look at my list here. We'll do two, I say, chew on tomorrow's little show. Oh, y'all got an e-letter. Got an e-letter on Monday morning that I could renew my tickets for the North Charleston Pops Concert Series. So I did that. Y'all, they're having the best of Motown, where they're having a Sounds of the Season and the best of Motown, and then the music of John Williams and some sort of Crossing the Country or something like that. Big Fatty, is it spelled C-U-N-T? It is not spelled C-U-N-T. So y'all have done some cultural purchasing on Monday as well. So oh dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, there's still no senior size today, but I am gonna head over to Shady Pines. We might go to the Page's Oakley Grill. But who knows? We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. By the way, you know, we talked about bananas. Crooked Hat, and the old gal. They both hate bananas. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at The Mix, and Crooked Hat, would you like to do a little shelf shoe?
Mammy. It makes me think of that dancing frog.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Big Fatty, he's not bad. Well, you know, give him a top hat and a cane, and you never know what Crooked Hat will do.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah! Yes.
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.